But let's speak now to Nokukanya Mtambo, EWN reporter who's been watching the press conference for us. Nokukanya, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. What has the ANC's head of elections, Galemo Motlanthe, said about who is going to be eligible to be an office bearer in the ANC?
Good afternoon, Mandy. The media briefing by Galemo Motlanthe, who's the chairperson of the Electoral Committee, just wrapped up, and he in essence was just outlining some of the processes that would be undertaken by the party in the build-up to the much anticipated elective conference in December, where the party will choose its leadership structure, the top six, as well as then the additional members there. Now, the criteria, the eligibility criteria, is very stringent, he said, as a bid for the party to address some of the weaknesses and the manipulation of selection processes, and to make sure that, in essence, they deliver candidates and leaders with the capacity and the integrity and the support that is needed to lead the ANC and to recover it, and by extension, that you have quality leaders within government as well as it is the governing party. Now, some of the eligibility criteria include the gender parity. They want to make sure that they've got a good representation of men and women within both parties, 50-50 that is. They also want to make sure that they've got a good generational mix of leaders, which means they want the youth represented by at least 25% of the candidates that will be selected in December. What's also important is that they are trying to root out this as part of the plans for unity and to push unity. They are trying to make sure that they push out this element of factionalism. And so in the build-up, they will be eliminating factions that separate themselves by regalia or separate themselves in slates. So those are also some of the things that they want to address to make sure that, in essence, there's unity in the party.
So I imagine that means no singing of any kind of songs in support of a candidate as well, and tightening that kind of factionalism. Nokukanya, was there anything said today also about the draft policy in terms of general membership? I know that there were stories in EWN about no murderists, rapists or thieves as part of that constitutional amendment that's being circulated as well.
Not particularly dealing with that today, but it is part of the broader conversation that the ANC is having towards that elective conference in December. We got our hands yesterday on the policy, or at least the proposed amendment to the constitution yesterday. And some of the important things that they are looking at, again, trying to make sure that they've got quality leaders in the top structures of the ANC, as you mentioned. They're going to make sure that they don't have new members coming into the party that are linked to any serious crime, murders, corruption, and any of those scandals. So they are going to tighten the process in which new members can come into the party. So the vetting process is going to be a lot tighter than it is. They're going to do all the background checks that they need to do. That process is going to be a lot stricter. Deadbeat parents is also another surprising one. They want to make sure that the sort of leaders that they have in the structure take care of their responsibilities at the end of the day. So if you're not taking care of your children, you are unlikely to become a member of the ANC going forward. So those are some of the outlines that came out of the draft amendments to the constitution that they will then be discussing at the elective conference later in the year in December.
Nokukanya, thank you very much. Nokukanya Mtambo, EWN reporter there at that ANC press conference today. So I think the key points there is that overall, the NEC must have 25% of young people, which is relative, right? What is a young person? 50% women, and represent marginalized groups as well. And then when we're talking about that recruitment strategy, the ANC is saying murderers, rapists, robbers and sex offenders will not be considered for membership if the party's proposed amendments come to pass. So that's very much the ANC trying to tighten its recruitment strategy. Later on at the end of the show, our book today is called The Enemy Within, How the ANC Lost the Battle Against Corruption, with Mpumelelo Mkabela, who's going to speak to us about that. And I've just read it, and it speaks to how the ANC has lost the battle to corruption. They're always the most outspoken. They are leading the conversation around the fight against corruption. But yet time and again, we see that that isn't demonstrated in the way that it acts. So what do you think about that? Send me a WhatsApp voice note, 072-702-1702, 072-567-1567.